Hit me up right now. Call the program because we are open until 11:40 Pacific. 1-800-636-8686. This program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. All right, so coming off hour number one, we had JLC, we had Matt Chapman of the Oakland A's. I talked at the very top of the program that Daryl Morey wants to get Jimmy Butler. And the only way he can get Jimmy Butler is if he gets a third team involved, reportedly, and that Butler goes to Philadelphia and says, I don't want to be here. You don't want to lose me and get nothing in return, so you better do a sign and trade. I want to be a member of the Houston Rockets. I want that. I know Morey wants that. It's the most Daryl Morey thing ever to look at Golden State, see Kevin Durant, who may or may not come back, Klay Thompson, who may or may not come back. Both these guys are hurt. And rather than saying, we won 50-plus, we won 65 the year before, we're all good. We're the team to beat. Daryl Morey's saying, oh, hell no. I'm going to choke these guys out while I can. My window is about to slam shut. I'm going to go all in. So again, Morey doing what he does, trying to push every chip he has right to the center of the table. And I love that for the audacity of it, what it represents. And I love that because if he can pull that off, and I think he can, if he can pull that off and it works, it's great. And if it doesn't work, it's even better. You imagine how combustible that locker room would be? They've already got issues with Harden and Chris Paul, allegedly. It's not like Jimmy Buckets hasn't had some of that too in the past. Man, put them all in there. That's a chemistry experiment I have to see. Put them all in there, shake it up. Let's see what happens. One problem, we don't know what Butler wants. And we know the Sixers do not want to let him go. And they can throw a lot of money at him. So we'll see how that plays out. Some of the reaction to it. Dear Jim, Jimmy Butler on the Rockets? That team is a bunch of combustible parts that do not go together. Kind of like eating at a Vegas buffet. First you get crab legs, a steak, shrimp cocktail, some fettuccine Alfredo. Then you top it off with tiramisu. Then you end up in your hotel for the rest of the night with extreme gastrointestinal distress. Thanks. Drew in West LA. Drew, if I didn't know any better, I think that you were just kind of throwing that in my face. Throwing in my face that I once said that diarrhea was the great equalizer, and you brought that up, and I denied it, and then you produced evidence that, in fact, I did say it.
Diarrhea.
Is that what you're doing, Drew?
Great equalizer.
Hey, Drew, I've owned it. You made your point. You don't need to keep bringing that up, bro.
Diarrhea.
It's a pretty good take at the time. Hey, Rome. Daryl Morey is the most overrated thing in sports. Did I forget all the finals appearances that the Rockets have been in and all the rings that Daryl Morey has? Now he wants to bring in a malcontent forward who thinks he's better than he is to play with their malcontent, broken-down point guard who thinks that he's better than he is. And he wants to mix those two power kegs with the biggest foul-hunting ball hog ever. Dumbest idea since mixing Kobe Bryant, Dwight, and the Pringles guy together. Sean in Costa Mesa. Hey, Sean, I disagree with at least half of that, if not more, but I respect the take. Nice effort. Daryl Morey is not overrated. This guy's a genius. He is a genius. He doesn't need to win a ring to justify that label. I mean, the guy's a brilliant guy. I love his intellect, and I love how competitive he is, and I love that he's not afraid of anything at all. He doesn't need a ring to substantiate that. It'd be great, but I feel the way I feel about this guy, and I don't need to see the ring. I love it. And I love the thought of Jimmy Butler going into that mix. If it works, it's awesome. And if it doesn't work, it's even more awesome. And Butler, by the way, is not a malcontent who's not as good as he thinks he is. Butler is as good as he thinks he is. Chris Paul, at this point of his career, is not as good as he thinks he is. Paul is not as good as he used to be. That's part of the problem. Nor as important as he thinks he is. Also part of the problem. Nor is he who the world thinks he is. All the more reason to get this deal done. Man, make it happen, D. Nice to see Sean repping Costa Mesa. At the Suave Canuck tweets, we think uniting Butler with Harden and Paul is a great idea. Yours, variable rate mortgages. Something like that. Listen, the thing about Daryl Morey is, obviously, the analytics, the metrics, the numbers mean a lot to him. But again, I think he's way more than that. I think he knows what he's doing when he tries to bring in a guy like Jimmy Butler. I think he knows there's more than just the analytics to take into account. He knows it's combustible. And he's weighed that. He's weighed the downside against the upside. Their window is going to slam shut if it hasn't already because Paul is 34 and busted up. He's leaving nothing to chance. Once again, this guy could easily sit back and say, Kevin Durant could miss the entire year. Klay Thompson may not be back and miss a chunk of the year. Hell, Durant might not come back at all. He could sit back and just ride that out, but he's not, which is why he's Daryl Morey. Hey, Rome, the Lakers have a shot to land Kawhi. It could happen. Signed Hawk, cramming to lose 20 pounds before visiting his parents, John in Huntington Beach. You say that, but weren't you all saying the same exact thing about Hawk? Wore Hawk cramming to get in shape for a marathon weeks before the marathon. And it worked. He finished. He did it. Who's to say that guy can't lose 20 pounds before he sees his parents? Even if he loses 10, then he's not as fat. Then he goes there and his mom wraps up on him and says, Sonny, you're fat, but you're not as fat. And then his brother takes a run at him, kills him again. But even he's got to take some of the edge off, like, bro, I expected you to be fatter. Hey, Adam, bring me up today. Go ahead. All right, so when we talked about this, you are jamming to lose weight before you see the family. When are you going to see them again?
July 1st.
All right, July 1st, which is 5 days out.
Correct.
How much weight have you lost? No, okay, how much had you gained after losing all that weight? 20?
20.
How much of that 20 have you lost?
1 pound.
Oh, dude, you're screwed.
Yep.
I take it all back. You're fat, bro. Good luck with it. Have fun. All right, so he's lost 1 pound. How long have you worked to lose that 1 pound? So he went into this, I had it until the smack-off came around and I had that second kid and then I didn't have it. You know, go ahead and bring out that fat celebratory announcement. We don't celebrate, we don't fat shame here. So that's not a fat alarm. That's a fat celebratory announcement.
You fat ass.
Dear Jim. Daryl Morey should slow his roll. The Rockets are fine as is and will definitely get over the hump this season. Yours, Doc Rivers, rolling out the Lob City boys and his own kid for 3 seasons too many. Signed Brett from Bugaha. Wore the Clippers never getting Kawhi. Just like they're never hanging a banner. Wore Kawhi to the Lakers. Absolutely positively is not going to happen. He's not going to the Lakers. I've got a whole take on it, which I need time to lay out, but he's not going there. Let me tell you something else. If for some reason the Clippers can't pull this guy out of Toronto, they're the team to beat. If they can get this guy out of Toronto, then they probably will hang a banner. If they can get him out of Toronto. And I'm not sure they can. I'm not sure the Clippers can get him out of Toronto, but I know for a fact the Lakers can't. Romy, happy National Chocolate Pudding Day. Let's celebrate. Regards. Haley Joel Osment pulling a chair directly up to the hotel dessert buffet. Geoff and Lincoln. War Hawk delivering this email to you while being carried in on a stretcher. He wasn't moving around too well yesterday. All right. All that said, I wanted to talk about the Lakers, but there was way more reaction to what I said off the top about the Rockets. So I did that, which means I'll go to the phones right now. Julian Edelman is coming up in hour number 3. My thoughts on Bob Costas showing up the way he did for Ep 87 of the Jim Rohn podcast. Right now we go to LA. Eric, it's good to have you, Eric. How are you?
Hey, Rome. I'm good. I'm basically just tired of hearing Matt in LA every day, hearing him call every day and representing us. I've lived in South Central all my life. I've lived near Gardena. I've seen dudes like you. You're a dusthead. You're the dude talking to yourself on the bus stop. Now, You do not represent L.A. Lastly, I want to talk about Clippers. We're getting Kawhi. I want all the smoke with any Laker fan. So any Laker fan that has problems, come here, come to South Central, talk to me. I'm out.
You got it, Eric. Appreciate you. So Eric in L.A., it had enough. Eric in L.A. had had enough. Eric's like, man, I don't need to hear Matt in L.A. every single day representing us. He's not representing us. Eric said, I'm from South Central. I spent my whole life here. So I don't want that guy, quote, that dusthead repping us. He goes, I've seen guys like that. Talking to himself at the bus stop. And he also said, if any of you Laker fans have any issue, you know where to find me. Good job, Eric. That guy meant some business. So Daryl Morey is just getting a lot of heat. A lot of heat. Keep it up, clones. I mean, this is what this guy does, right? Number one, he struck a nerve again. There's a lot of Daryl Morey hate out there. A lot of people who don't buy into this guy. Like that email. He's one of the most overrated things in sports. Did I forget all the finals appearances that the Rockets have been in and all the rings that he has? Listen, I'm not going to say would have, could have, should have, but they really did have Golden State on the ropes. If Chris Paul does not get hurt the year before, they probably win that series. They probably beat them straight up. They had them in trouble. They didn't finish. Paul went down. I'll tell you something, Morey's the real deal. This guy's a damn good GM. I definitely want that guy running my team. And if anybody can find a way to get Butler out of Philadelphia, get him in underneath the cap and take that shot, it's this guy. That's what I said. Normally I would say, there's no way that guy can do this. How are you going to get this guy in under the cap? But when it comes to Daryl Morey, I never say that because I know he'll figure it out. There's no doubt in my mind he'll figure it out. That's not the issue. Getting him in under the cap is not the issue. Getting him to leave Philadelphia is the issue. Is Houston a better situation for Jimmy Butler than Philadelphia? You're not going to argue either side of that. If he goes to Houston, they're the team to beat. Philadelphia, the East is wide open right now. And again, of course, we have to see what Kawhi does. Kawhi can change the entire power or balance of power on both sides, depending on the choice that he makes. And it would appear that he's looking at two teams, not three, but two. The Clippers and the Raptors. The Lakers seem to think that he really is considering them. To which I would say, aha, ha, 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 ha. The Lakers would be lucky to even get a meeting with this guy. 1-800-636-8686. LA is coming in all of a sudden. If you're listening in Los Angeles and you want to talk about the Lakers, the Clippers, who Kawhi might consider, whether or not either one of them have a real shot. We'll hit that when we come back. Stay tuned. Finding it tougher and tougher to get to the grocery store. You're not alone. Let Walmart do it for you. Make your list, set a time for free pickup or delivery, then go about the rest of your day. Walmart associates will pick the best items for you, including fresh produce. They'll get it ready. It is so quick. It is so easy. And most of all, it is really convenient. And satisfaction's guaranteed or you get your money back. All you have to do is download the Walmart grocery app. Get started. Use my code, WOWFRESH, and get $10 off your first order. It's only a $50 minimum purchase. It does not expire until December 31st, 2019. A small fee does apply. Once again, download the Walmart grocery app and use my code WOWFRESH. Save $10.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Remember, Wednesdays are ATP days, Alvin. Ask the Pros. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit a question for me. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. All right, so NBA free agency kicking off. And for a long time, the thinking has been if Kawhi Leonard were to leave Toronto, he would come to the LA Clippers. And remember, the Clippers have been having their people at his games the entire year. They've been following him everywhere. So the thinking was they had the inside track. Or if anybody had the inside track on Toronto, it would be the Clippers. Certainly before they won it all. That may be changing. A new challenger may be approaching. A new fighter has entered the arena. At least in that fighter's own mind. According to Mark Stein, quote, the Lakers have believed for weeks, even before they acquired Anthony Davis, that they would factor into the Kawhi Leonard chase. This has been widely billed as a two-team race between the Clippers and Toronto, but the Lakers' chance to hush their skeptics is fast approaching. End quote. All right, that's Mark Stein, and he's wired. He's dialed in. Now, my response to that is, there's Lakers exceptionalism, and then there's that. I mean, I've got to say that, even for the Lakers. Even for the Lakers, that's an all-timer. Believing that Kawhi would leave Toronto, where he just won a world championship, and is the face of that franchise, and practically the entire nation, to go to a team where he'd be at least the second fiddle, and maybe even the third, is legendary. This is a guy who, by all accounts, was truly bothered by how things went in San Antonio and the relationship he had with that organization there. An organization that was thought to be the best, not only in that sport, but in any sport. So he's going to leave an organization that has great stability, that has done everything it could to care for him over the last year, to join one of the leakiest, ricketiest, most dysfunctional organizations that he could possibly find. And the Lakers believe that. And the Lakers have believed that for weeks. That is awesome. I mean, that is the best. Like we know how important the organization is to Kawhi. He left one of the best ever because they were not handling him the right way. And went to an unbelievable one that handled him perfectly. But he's going to leave that for one of the most jacked up, dysfunctional organizations ever. Oh, okay. I love that the Lakers have whiffed on so many free agents to the point where Paul George essentially said he was coming, allegedly, and then he ignored them completely and stayed in OKC instead. The Lakers, a guy who grew up in LA, in and around LA, worshiping Magic Johnson, and they couldn't get him, and he'd rather stay in OKC than come back home and play for the purple and gold, but they think they've got this. The Clippers have been stalking Kawhi all over North America, and the Lakers think they're just going to roll right on in with a Laker jersey with Leonard on the back and some crappy PowerPoint deck, and that they've got this. Their pitch to Paul George was a poem, and the entire league laughed at them. But they're feeling good about their chances of getting Kawhi Leonard. Are they going to go with a haiku? Are they going to go with a limerick? What are they going to do this time? Again, nobody has any idea what Kawhi wants or what motivates Kawhi. So maybe he really does want to take a step back. Maybe Kawhi doesn't want to be the face of a franchise. Maybe Kawhi doesn't want to be the leader of the team. Maybe Kawhi wants to be a sidekick. Maybe Kawhi wants to be a number three. Yeah, great. If so, cool. That's cool. Almost as cool as the Lakers believing for weeks, even before getting AD, that they were in on Kawhi. Let me say this right now. If that actually happens, you better put a Rob Pelinka, Jeannie Buss, Linda Rambis jersey up in the rafters. In fact, give all three of them a jersey up there. Because convincing Kawhi to come to the Lakers would be more impressive than convincing LeBron to come and trading for Anthony Davis. That'd be one of the all-time heists. Great heists. It would be stunning. One of those moves. A move where you'd be like, where were you when that happened? There'd be a moment like that. Where were you when you found out that Kawhi Leonard left Toronto to come to LA, but not the Clippers, to the Lakers? One of those moments. You know, a moment that'll never happen, but one of those moments. But if it does happen, you can go right ahead and drop a statue of Linda Rambis in front of all the other Laker greats outside of Staples. But since that's never going to happen, why don't we talk about some moves that might? And no, I'm not talking about the report that Carmelo Anthony is going to join the Lakers. That report's been circulating for months. He's still not a Laker, and he's still shooting jumpers in an empty gym somewhere. No. Why don't we talk about something that could really happen? Something that really matters. Why don't we talk about the impending arrival of one Earl Smith III, better known as J.R. Smith, better known as J.R. Swish, better known as J.R. Soup. According to Chris Haynes, the Cavaliers are trying to move J.R. Smith, and whoever gets him is expected to waive him, which means he's available to come to L.A. And if J.R. Soup is available to come to L.A., I will meet him at the airport. I will come and get him myself. That's how badly I want that to happen. J.R. Smith on the Lakers is so right. Oh, man, do I want that. And you better not come in here and tell me he's old. Don't at me. I don't care that he'll be 34 when the new season starts. He's J.R. Smith. He took most of last year off anyway. He's probably younger and fresher right now than he was 5 years ago. And don't come in here and tell me he's all bad for that locker room. Wrong again. He's awesome for a locker room. He's awesome for every room. Will he make a boneheaded play every now and then? Sure. Do those boneheaded plays cost you games in the worst moments? Like game one of the NBA Finals after LeBron scored 51? Sure. The hell is your point? Do these boneheaded plays in game one of the NBA Finals lead to Patrick Beverley tweeting, "Are you kidding me? Hashtag Dumbo." I mean, Pat, that's really funny, but kind of harsh, don't you think?
It's up. It's short. It's grabbed by J.R. Smith. Smith is going to run it out. I think J.R. didn't know how much time was left. J.R. trying to dribble up near the timeline, and we're going to overtime. Oh, my goodness. I think J.R. thought the Cavs had the lead.
You think? This is why NBA social is so amazing. Not only did Pat Beverley go with the hashtag Dumbo, Joel Embiid tweeted, and I quote, "J.R. is on that Henny, LOL.
Laugh out loud.
One of the best tweets ever. J.R. is on that Henny. I mean, yeah, maybe. Is that play so boneheaded that it results in LeBron reportedly breaking his hand and playing the rest of the finals with a messed up hand? Okay, sure. Again, what's your point? It's J.R. Swish. And if J.R. Swish is available, you get J.R. Swish. That moment in the finals was so ionic. It launched a million memes. And this is exactly what the Lakers need right now. The Lakers need vets who can space the floor. They need people who can hit threes. They need somebody who can play with LeBron. That does not come without a side effect or two. You know, like bowls of soup being thrown at assistant coaches. It happens. It happens to us all. Does that mean that Lionel Hollins is definitely going to get egg drop soup dropped on his head? No. Just like it's not a guarantee that Jason Kidd will get popped with some gumbo. But it doesn't mean that it won't happen. So my point is, you can go ahead and forget Kawhi. You've got no shot at Kawhi. Forget Kawhi and focus on J.R. Swish. Sign him, bring soup helmets and face masks for the coaches, and let's do this. That's a better team with Swish. This is a better town with Swish. And I mean it, JR. I'll come to the airport myself. Crossover. From journeyman to sixth man of the year. In a contract. 1-800-636-8686. I interrupt this take, and I will for the right reason or the right person. The right guy would be the champ. The BIC. In case you were under a rock and you somehow missed this, Brad and Corona went back-to-back for the first time. Now he's got five. He's tied for the all-time lead in Smack-Off Championships. I bust open the format and I go to the champ. Yo, champ, what's up?
How you doing, Jim? What's happening,
man? Good, man. How was your weekend after winning yet again?
Weekend was good. Party at Hennessy's was great. Over at Trapper's party. Thoughts and prayers to Trapper, by the way. Respect, man. We're all pulling for you, dude. I did love the smack off. I don't understand these people who argue about the results once it's over or who say we should shut it down. This thing is basically a glorified chili cook-off. Shout out to Kyle Brandt, by the way. The point is, you show up, you bring your chili, you have a good time, screaming at the judges after it's over because the stuff you thought tasted the best didn't win or they didn't have time to eat your boy's chili doesn't make a whole lot of sense, IMO, but to each his own, Jimbo. But I'm really calling in today to show respect to my boy Cruz Pedregon. Cruz did some amazing artwork for his car that he tweeted out earlier, Jim. You guys should go check it out. Last year, I had my name on the car. This year, I get my shirtless body on the car. Next year, and I still got to clear this with Cruz, but I want to come flying out of the ass of Cruz's car on that parachute that deploys out of nowhere for no reason whenever they cross the finish line. Is that thing really necessary, by the way, Cruz? It seems like it might be a little overkill. Just smash those brakes, brah. Anyway, to show my appreciation, and I'm not being paid to say this, Jim, but I do want to help a brother out. Guys, Cruz Pedregon is releasing his own line of habanero hot sauce called El Demonio, finally. Thank you, Cruz. With El Demonio, fans of Cruz Pedregon will finally get to experience the speed, intensity, and fiery blowouts of NHRA drag racing, all in the comfort of their own bathrooms, or if you're Rex in Albuquerque, 50 feet away from wherever you first consumed it. Jim, you're right. Diarrhea is the great equalizer, but Cruz Pedregon's El Demonio habanero hot sauce is a close number two. No pun intended. Anyway, thank you, Cruz, for being such an awesome part of the show. You're a good man, a man of your word. Go get him next weekend, dude. Shout out to your boy, Caleb, too. I love you both. See you guys out in Pomona in November. Outro.
Good job, BIC. He is the champ, the five-time champ. Brad and Corona, I love that. I love the champ coming in the very week after. But then again, Brad was coming in before, too. That's not a guy who puts on the crown and then didn't show up until next year. Well done. He was talking about Cruz Pedregon. Cruz Pedregon, we've got a lot of athletes that listen to this show. A lot of athletes that listen to the show and come on the show. I'm not sure there's any athlete in any sport that loves the show the way Cruz Pedregon does. And he puts his name and his money where his mouth is. And he put Brad on his car last year. He said he'd put the champ on. He put Brad on. And they put him on again this year. I tweeted this myself. The artwork is amazing. So be sure to go to my Twitter feed, at Jim Rome, and look at it. Hey, Brad, nice job. Congrats. Way to represent. Good job. Good to have you back. Great win. And I made it official yesterday. I did say, and I did think about it for a few moments, like, do I want to retire this thing now? Do I want to walk it off on 25? I thought about it. I thought about it seriously for a couple of days. I can't do it. It's still strong enough. It still has legs. It still has heat. And how do I walk off when two guys have five? Brad's got five. The Calvination's got five. We'll see. And Rick, in only his second year, came in second. Can somebody knock off the champ? I can't end this thing without somebody getting that shot to knock off the champ. But you got to beat that guy now. All right, next hour, Julian Edelman. When we come back, more telephone calls. I want to reset my thoughts on Bob Costas coming on the Jim Rome podcast. It's live right now. It's great. It's one of my favorites. Also, I never thought that I'd have to say this, but man, stay the hell off the field and stop hugging on Cody Bellinger. It's not cute. It's not funny. It's not meme-worthy. You can't come on the field. Bad things can happen. And I'll hit that, too. That thing about J.R. Swish and NBA guys going off on Twitter, I got to admit, as much as I liked Joel Embiid and everything he tweets about him being back on the Henny, Pat Beverly's Dumbo blast is pretty amazing. I mean, like, elementary school kind of stuff for sure, but some of the best comedy is like that when it comes from somebody like that. That's a grown NBA player, a grown-ass man, an NBA player calling another NBA player a Dumbo. And the entire world nodding their heads in agreement. Hashtag Dumbo is extremely underrated. Here is your sport.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This weekend, two huge matchups highlight a second week of Big Three action along with full coverage of the PGA Tour at the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Motown. It all happens on CBS. Just talking to It's Rit about our podcast. Chasing one guy. He has secured a guest that was extremely important to me that I do not want to jinx. And another guy that we've been chasing that I thought when I read that, take a look at that, Rit. Think about that for a minute. I don't want to jinx this guy either. What's the second thing I mentioned right there? The Rocket Mortgage Classic in Motown. Who am I thinking about? He got close to somebody else that we've never had on. All right, keep working that angle. We are halfway through it. Coming up in an hour from right now, Julian Edelman joins us. However, there is some breaking and trending news involving sports media. And it's a world in which I live, in which I work. Bob Lee. You know, in our business, there really is not any single person that is universally liked, right? I mean, it stands to reason. I don't care who you are. I don't care how polarizing you are. I don't care how vanilla you are. No matter who you are, and I try to explain this to those close to me when I started, it does not matter who you are. If you get behind a microphone or a camera, somebody's going to hate your guts. No matter what. No matter what your point of view is, no matter where you're coming from, no matter how you carry yourself, you can be the nicest person in the world. Somebody will hate you. Nobody is universally loved, except maybe Bob Lee. He's certainly in our business. In our business, he is universally loved. He is universally respected. He's an unbelievable presence. Critically acclaimed host of ESPN's Outside the Lines, made it official he is retiring from ESPN. Today on Twitter, he announced that after 40 years with that company, 40 years, he's going to be leaving at the end of the month. In fact, he was there when that company started. It's pretty amazing. And the praise and the adulation is already rolling in, as it should be. He was, and he is, a legend. The consummate pro, the ultimate sports journo, and will be remembered for many, many things. Now, he was talking about the B-side. So I don't think he's going away completely. I think he's retiring from ESPN, but that does not mean that this is the last we see of him. But when you think about his time at ESPN, he will be remembered for a number of things. If I were to say to you, what do you think of? Well, what are you going to remember him for? You'd probably stop on any number of things, but some of you I know will stop on 2011. Damn, time goes fast. I can't believe this was back in 2011. Remember, Bob Lee won the 2011 Clones Choice Award for Song of the Year. Remember way back 8 years ago when LeBron was beefing with Deshaun Stevenson? At that time, LeBron said that Stevenson talking about him was the same as, like, Soulja Boy talking about Jay-Z. Now, if you're not a hip-hop head, that kind of effectively translates to LeBron saying that Stevenson was nowhere near his class to be running any junk about him. It prompted Jay-Z to write a diss track about Stevenson. Because not only was Jay-Z tight with LeBron, but he owned a part of the Nets at that time, and the track may have been recorded as part of a recruiting tactic to get LeBron to come to New Jersey. You remember that, right? There's your background. Here is part of that Jay-Z song, Blow the Whistle.
It's so big, we ain't gotta respond. When you're talking to a Don, please have respect like you're talking to your mom. We let the money do the talking. As you see, we be talking rather often.
All right, so that song originally dropped in one of Jay-Z's nightclubs. It quickly made the rounds all the way back to Bob Lee at Outside the Lines, who actually read from the lyric sheet. And then, with the help of Alvin DeLauro's post-production skills, this jungle rap track was born.
We so big we ain't gotta respond. When you're talking to a Don, please have respect like you're talking to your mom. We let the money do the talking. Who the f*** is overrated? If anything, they underpaid him. We ain't in the same league. You could lie to yourself. You can't lie to me. I don't know. Then I don't even know what y'all name. I'm too big for you, the rap LeBron James. I don't know what y'all on. This is chess. Know the difference between the king and the pawn.
Instant classic. And it happened to fall during one of those years where we still had the Clones Choice Awards. And with the majority vote, Bob Lee's rendition of Blow the Whistle ripped the home or took home the prize. And on that day, Bob Lee phoned into this program to accept his CCA. And now, with 38% of the votes, the Clone's Choice Award goes to, in something of a surprise, but I'm pumped to say it, Bob Lee raps Jay-Z. My man Bob Lee ripped that thing. He joins me live now on the air to accept the CCA, ESPN's Bob Lee. Bob, it is an absolute pleasure to have you on this show. Congratulations. How are you, Bob?
I'm thrilled to the schnizzle here. I cannot believe it. I am just blown away, and to be mentioned in the same breath with all these nominees, it means you love me. You really, really love me.
Bob, I do, and so do they. 38% of the vote. I can't tell you how fired up I am for you, even though, look, if I had to lose, I'm happy I lost to somebody like you. You are an award-winning journalist. You've had a long and distinguished run. Looking back over your career, where would you rank this CCA with some of your other accomplishments?
This is right at the top. It leaves me speechless. I mean, I've got the staff right now dusting the mantle for the statuette, which I assume will be FedEx shortly.
I mean, Bob, look who you beat. You beat Dirk Nowitzki. You beat me. You beat my call screener. What an awesome win. Let me ask you this before you go. Have any record labels or producers approached you?
We've got several deals in the works, and expect some major, major tracks to be dropping early in 2012.
Bob Lee. All right, Bob, when that happens, you let us know. I'd love to bump some of that on this show. My congratulations to you. You are a class act. I have nothing but respect. And congratulations on your big win and your CCA.
This is the greatest Christmas present anybody. I mean, it's better than hearing an angel get his wings.
Legend. This is why everybody loves Bob Lee. Was that great? What a legend. What a career. And you heard him. The CCA ranks at the top of his all-time accomplishments. Damn straight. Congrats on the amazing career at ESPN, Bob. I know you're not done. And congrats on that CCA. He beat out some legendary performers, myself included. Who will ever forget me dropping the Southern Sando Shuffle?
I'm the Punky Soap star known as Lyle Grant. When I hit the Sando, I'm a Fat Chick fan. Throw my body like I'm their meal. I can't dance, but I can chest reveal. To motivate Jay Stew, I feed him cheese. I play so cool, Lisa loves my tease. That's why the Clones got here on the double, to catch Lyle doing the Southern Sando Shuffle.
Sandwich.
I thought I had it. I thought I had it until I heard Bob Lee's track, and then I knew I had no shot. Stevie Carbone also was a finalist.
Trapper in the first hour, Oren in the second hour. Gotta make my mind up. Which calls the word? It's Friday.
That's not all. That would win on any other year, right? And if not that, then Jay Stew could have won.
I'm so fat, I'm famous. People say I'm a food pervert. Wason Sherbert. Funnel cakes and candy, then some chicken cordon bleuer, creme brulee, and chewer. Romy, don't you know, my workout program has no cardio.
Me, Stu, Carbone, Dirk Nowitzki. This was 2011. Dirk Nowitzki at the championship parade.
We are the champions. We.
No wonder Bob Lee was so hyped. He beat out some legendary performers and some amazing tracks. Any one of those could have won in any other year, and he beat all of us back. So congrats to Bob Lee on the CCA and 40 years at ESPN. Speaking of 40 years, Bob Costas spent nearly 40 years at NBC. And I spoke to him about that, as well as a number of other things, in this week's episode of the Jim Rome Podcast. I'll reset that too when we come back.